Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast, episode number 407 for February the 4th, 2016. Professionally run by yours truly, Fraser Moores. I am your stand-in host. Stand-in for the stand-in. Because Robin couldn't make it to host today, which was a shame. But no worries. We are professionally, before I introduce the two lovely other hosts I have with me, we are professionally backed up by the nicest man on the internet, Mr. Marcanix. I'm not sure he's available to say hello, but he's giving us some support from the back there, Ooh, Mrs., which is great. Yes, and our fearless leader, Greg, I'm not sure where he is today. He's got a day off, and he has some things to attend to, so we hope those go well. And who else is on this show? Yeah, Rich couldn't make it tonight. That's right. Who else? I haven't been on for ages, it feels like. Yes, we have the stalwarts are here, the A-team. Who was originally in the A-team? I don't. No,
no. A team was you, Greg, and Robin, and B team was me.
And Rich was A team, I think, too.
Oh, okay. Whenever he was on, and then B team was me and Shiny and Mark. But then when Shiny went to go do other pursuits, we added Kim, so it became me, Mark, and Kim. And now it's just the fucking show.
Yeah, I know. Now it's whatever.
Whoever shows up.
Yes. So the two who have showed up, and myself, of course, we have the wonderful gamer girl, and Kim is with us.
Say hi.
Hi. That's it. All right, yeah.
That's her intro. I have a cold. I'm just going to sniffle on air because we're professionals. That's what we do.
Right, yeah. Give us something to work with, Kim, here. It's content. We need to fill this out. We've got nothing.
Yeah, I know, right? It might be the world's shortest show. You never know.
That's okay. It might be. Look, we're already honest with ourselves. We just, you know, we have the phrase in Game Punchers, we use it. So it's just shit out a show, right? You just got to shit
there
out
a
show.
Well, right? You know. We missed the intro. I accidentally called you Nicole because I could have swore that was Nicole that popped on Skype. No, it's Fraser. Sorry. You know.
That's okay. And also joining us, yes, is the wonderful Fraser. No, it's not. It's Nicole.
Yes, that's it. I'm Fraser now. A. No.
A.
Throw an A in there. I'm Fraser now.
Moose, maple syrup.
I was running a bit late. Trying to feed my family. So I ran out. I got some pizzas for us tonight. I couldn't resist it. This Greg would like this. I couldn't resist it. We had to run into the, I ran into the shop first. This is typically Canadian, right? I ran into the supermarket first because I want a good breakfast tomorrow, but I don't want to have to go out in the morning. Sometimes I do. I go shopping at like 7 in the morning, right? Or whatever, early. It's because that's
it's
a good time.
It's cold to be out that damn early.
It's cold now. It doesn't matter. It's like freezing. Right. So that doesn't, that's a moot point really up here. But I like going to the supermarket that early because it's really quiet. And you just really just see other guys in there just head down getting on with it. But I didn't want to do that tomorrow. I want to lie in tomorrow. So I decided to go. So this is, God, this is how you pad out a story. See, I haven't even got into the supermarket yet. It's a nice supermarket. It's called Metro. That's what the supermarket's called, just in case you're interested. Because in America, you have different named supermarkets. Of course, you have Food Lion is the one that I like that name, right? You have that one. What supermarket do you shop at?
I shop at Publix.
Publix, yeah. Kim?
With an little look. Publix. Yes.
Publix too? There you go. Okay, right.
No,
really?
No. I shop at a little hometown grocery store. It's called Jay's.
Jay's. There you go.
Yes, Jay's, yes.
Yeah. Well, I went to Metro because that was where the pizza, near the pizza place. Pizza place is called Pizzaville. It's pretty original. but normally my supermarket is called the Real Canadian Superstore. We're very nationalistic up here, right? Far more than people think. Anyway, So I went in. I wanted to get some breakfast sausages for the tomorrow morning. You can see Nick. This glazed look is coming over Nick's face with this story. But don't worry about it. Stay with me. It's got legs, right? Anyway, so I go in.
Are they sausage legs?
Could be. I don't know. I don't know what sausage legs are.
Bacon legs.
Bacon legs. So I went in and bacon. I thought, I'm going to get some breakfast sausages. And as we're going in there, I'm like, oh, we should get something for dessert. I'm with the boy too. I say, you go choose a dessert. I'm going to go get the sausages. And I'm sitting there sifting through the sausages, trying to find just original breakfast sausages. You know what all the other ones I could find were? Guess what they were flavored with?
Maple syrup.
That's right. They're all maple flavored, maple and oak wood flavored, maple. Like, you know, you just couldn't believe it. I go back And I go back to get the dessert. And guess what we had for dessert? What kind of pie?
Maple
and pecan pie. And guess what we're going to have for breakfast tomorrow? Pancakes and sausages. What we're going to put on the pancakes?
Honey.
Maple syrup.
I was just trying to be different.
Strawberry jam.
I wish I could be jam. Yeah, maple syrup. So all, I think the point is the stereotypes are true, folks. It's all
freaking
true.
Canadians.
I know. Might as well just drink a pint of it before I go to bed.
But honestly, you go look in my cupboard and it's maple syrup for us to have with our pancakes. And when we get the sausage, it has to be maple syrup flavored for the kids. Although I can't handle that. I'd rather just dip it in the maple syrup. And right. It doesn't matter if it's bacon or sausage. I will dip it in my maple syrup. So my son, we think he was born Canadian and just didn't realize it.
Right.
Because he used to say, he used to have this little French Canadian accent, which I have yet to figure out where the fuck that thing came from. But his favorite thing was to talk about our bleu vacuum.
Nice.
He would always end it with an eh.
Right.
Eh?
See?
The blue vacuum? Eh? And I'm like, where the fuck did you come from? I remember birthing him, but I didn't remember birthing a French Canadian.
That's cool. And it's not unheard of. I have friends up here. I had a friend of mine. He had a daughter. Completely Canadian. Lived in like New Brunswick, which is almost like somewhere bordering the French and English parts. And his daughter spoke with totally, totally Boston accent. No one idea where that came from. It's really odd. Really odd. So yeah, these kids, I don't know. It's very strange.
Yes. I still have no idea where that came from.
No.
But bleu is his favorite color.
Bleu.
You ask him.
Why not?
Bleu.
Good. Send him up.
He'll fare right in.
Yes. And if you haven't, if you're sitting there going, well, maple syrup, I don't know what all the fuss is about maple syrup. Like, just get some maple syrup.
But it's so good.
It's so good. So good. So good.
Yeah, I don't like the fake chemical syrup.
No,
like
can't be fake.
Real.
It's got to be the real deal. There's no such thing as fake. It's not maple syrup.
No, if it's maple flavored, forget it.
No, throw it in the bin.
I'm just sitting over with my Mrs. Butterworth going, okay.
You can take your Mrs. Butterworth. Like, yeah. No, get out of here with your
no.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not found a good actual maple syrup render because I bought some here a while back from a store. And it was actual maple syrup, but I didn't like it. So I don't know if it's just the way they did it or, you know.
You bought it from the wrong place.
Maybe. Obviously, yes. I realized.
Not necessarily.
Maybe I'll have to import some in.
Not necessarily everyone's going to like maple syrup, right? But if you haven't tried it, you don't know. So it's just one of those things,
but,
you know.
See, I used to get it up north. I mean, where I got it from was a stone's throw away from Canada. So when I got maple syrup, I got maple syrup.
There you go.
And we would buy a lot of it because, you know, they don't sell maple syrup in Texas.
No.
So you have to go get it.
And go get it you did.
I did.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to import some from Canada.
Canada?
Yeah,
yep.
Canadifornia?
We'll send you down a care package.
Yeah.
Okay. So All we right, have filled good. Out what looks to be about 10 minutes of the podcast. We're just talking about me going to the shops. So that's pretty good.
Hey!
Sarah says New Brunswick is officially bilingual.
See, that's what I mean. See, I did say it was sort of somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yep, good.
There's a...
She's right. Okay. Show. Gaming podcast.
Yes.
That's what this is all about.
Mm.
That's probably the intros and storyline. Oh, what does this say? Greg DeLacy still at Trump training school. Failed last week.
failed last week. I'm going to bet Robin or Rich put those in there.
Right.
Just to be smart asses.
Ass hats.
Would they do a thing like that? Hmm?
We don't know any ass hats at our school. No.
I just got back from America. I went to America this week.
You did. Yes. That's right.
I visited your country. I went to Las Vegas. It's very nice.
Okay. You do realize that Vegas is not a representation.
Isn't it? Isn't that what the whole of America is like?
No. No. Kim, have you been to Vegas?
No.
You're not missing anything.
I didn't figure.
No, you can spend all your money gambling. They give you free drinks as long as you're gambling. Food buffets out the wazoo. And everywhere you turn, somebody's selling you sex or drugs.
So, in other words, yes, you are missing everything.
No, you're for a dude, I'm sure that's like the best thing ever. For a female, it's like, oh my God, ho, I'm not into you.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fair enough. No, I did.
Not into the hoes.
I don't drink and I didn't gamble. I did gamble a little bit, but not much. And but I ate very well. So it was nice. Yeah.
He didn't get a hoe.
I didn't get a hoe.
He got a shovel for all that snow.
I bought a shovel. I bought two shovels this season already, you know.
You made me snort.
Seriously. I bought one shovel because a friend of mine turned up. She lived in the city. She didn't have a shovel, so she asked me to go buy her a shovel. And then my son wanted a shovel. This is seriously like shovel time now. Shovel night, right? My son wanted a shovel. He was begging me to go out and buy him a plastic shovel so he could go shovel the snow out the front and build forts. Instead, I dropped the coin and bought him a proper army foldable metal shovel, like they dig foxholes out of. This thing. He was out there for hours. This thing was just built for purpose. So, that's my shovel story. It's good.
So you basically got him top of the line so that you could bribe him without him knowing to shovel extra snow.
Well, he's not going to shovel it. Actually, he's the opposite because he just pushed all the snow back that I had shoveled off the driveway. But we'll use it again. We'll use that shovel to go camping and stuff and dig latrines when we're living wild.
Yeah, because that's okay.
And if we ever have another world war, he can use it to impale some dude.
You can. You could actually really do some damage with this thing. Yeah, you know Kim.
Oh,
knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows what I'm talking about.
So, I played Battlefield.
That's right. Yes. Exactly.
Because that is just like real life.
I should go dig it out and show you. It's got the serrated edge on the side or whatever, which I'm not exactly sure why.
I know. Because they're meant to dig. Like, really dig. Not like these... Shovels confused. And I cannot believe we're actually over here talking about shovels.
It is. It's the shovel overseas shovel connection.
I have a shovel connection. I have a gravel shovel that I use for whenever there's ice and snow, because that's the closest thing I'm going to get here to a snow shovel,
right?
Which is wider, but you can't find those here.
Yeah.
I mean, my God,
we have a proper big one for doing the driveway,
the red or the green or the yellow. They're always bright colors, so you can find them in the snow.
You missed it. You went through all the colors and you didn't name what the color that ours is. It's blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's aluminum, so, you know, it isn't a color, but it's metal, so.
Nice. That's a traditional type of shovel, I think, right?
Yep.
Well, they should be colored so you can see them in the snow.
I would like to see if we could get a camera just pointing to the guy who's hosting the stream on this, see with his head in his hands going, I can't believe that I've just decided to host this stream tonight, and they've talked about
Shovels
and maple and syrup.
But we are a gaming podcast, so
games are so boring.
But we associated it with Battlefield, so
true.
Come on now.
Shovel night.
How could we associate maple syrup with gaming?
Don't put it on your games; it'll ruin them.
No, don't do that.
Don't clean your cartridges with maple syrup.
Cartridges? What the hell? What time zone are you in?
3DS. 3DS uses cartridges.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Apologies in the post. Okay.
Oh, there's Defoe too.
All right.
So hi to Sarah.
Oh, I wonder if I get some Twitch chat app on my phone here too as well. Okay. So that's, I guess, a nice intro. What do we have here? Games played. None of that's filled in. Except for Greg. Still at Trump training. He's got Trump training school still in there on games he's played.
No, my computer wouldn't let me get on until we were 5 minutes late. Because, you know, freaking Windows. But I can tell you what I played. One stinking game. Not really. I played some other stuff. But there.
Come on then. Let's run through. We'll go Nick first. We'll sandwich Kim in the middle with her. The disappointing middle of the sandwich that's coming, I know for sure, isn't it?
You don't want to be.
Look me in the eyes, Kim. Tell me that that's not true.
No, it's probably true.
That's okay.
No, I played Minecraft Story Mode. I did finish the first episode again because
really?
I'm doing
Why?
The old things. Well, what it is I wanted to start fresh from scratch because I hadn't played it in so long. So I was
did
like,
you want to start fresh? Did you want to start from scratch or did you want to start fresh from scratch?
I'm Southern. We start fresh from scratch.
I wanted to start at the beginning from scratch.
That's like we're fixing to get ready. We're fixing to get ready. Okay. I'm fixing to get ready.
Belts and braces. Extra stuff. It's belts and braces.
Belts and braces? What the hell?
Well, rather than just a belt or just braces, you have belts and braces, right?
Oh, those are suspenders.
Uh-oh. Right?
These are braces. Those are suspenders.
Suspenders.
Oh my god. My son made me decide. My son loves country music, so we had to listen to George Strait's Greatest Hits, and now I have that song "All My Exes Live in Texas" stuck in my head, like big time.
At least it was George Strait. Thank God.
Yeah, he's like, oh, let's
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, he's like, you're a Texan. Let's listen to this. I'm like, no, that's okay. We're good. Well, why did you buy that? I was like, I bought that a long time ago. It's been, it's iTunes. You know, it lives with you forever. Like, you can take the album off, and somehow whatever device you're on will still find the fucking album. But, yeah.
Yep.
So.
What is this? Country music?
It is, yes. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So, aside from Minecraft Story Mode, I've been playing a lot on my iPad.
Hang on. Whoa. I'm not done with that yet. Okay, going back. Watch the professional at work here. This is how you take all the tiniest little things that we have, and we have to expand them out to at least 4 to 5 times the length that anyone expects to fill this out so we can get to the hour. So you said that you've gone back to play Minecraft Story Mode again.
Mm-hmm. For Yolg.
But you had already started it before.
Yes.
So why do the first episode again? I don't understand.
Because I just wanted to do it one continuous. I hadn't played it in so long, I couldn't remember where I was or what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
I do that with all my games. The same with stupid, I'm sorry, Lara Croft, but that's just stupid. Tomb Raider. I've never been homes. Tomb Raider is, I have started that game probably a good 4 or 5 times, and I just stop playing it because I get stuck or frustrated. And then I can't go back and play it because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing or how to do stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Sunset Overdrive, which I've been playing, is a bit like that. If I go back, take too long going back to it, I have no idea how to control anything.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm lost. Completely lost. I don't know how to jump. I don't know. I'm like, why the hell am I on this tower? What was I doing? Where the fuck am I going?
Who knows?
There's nothing to tell me. And I'm like, what were the controls again? So, you know. And that game's a little odd for me because I'm playing it on the PlayStation. I keep hitting the wrong freaking buttons because they're in the wrong order. That is not where the X goes, just so you know.
Right?
Right.
It makes me mental. Right.
Right.
It makes me mental. So that's why I went and started it over. So I've finished the same story mode a couple of times now. And I'm halfway through the second story mode.
Okay.
It's going to be a very painfully long time because I don't ever get to play.
Are you enjoying it? So far?
I like the game. I liked it before. I watched the kids play it. It was cute.
Okay.
I know you don't like it and Robin doesn't like it and it's painful for you guys, but
eh. I didn't Here's like my it. It's not that I didn't like it. I didn't even play it, actually. I just sort of saw the start of it and I was like, I don't think that's going to keep my interest. Not that I didn't like it or whatever. I've heard some people say they didn't like it. But you know what? Yeah, again, if you're enjoying it, so what?
Well, and it's nice. Whatever you choose, because it's typical. Whatever you choose is the outcome of something else later on. So you have to be careful of your character. If you want to be a complete dick, then whatever you've chosen, there will be consequences for later. So if you want to be a good guy, you know how that goes. So we'll see how things go.
I can see in the show notes, Mark is trying to be sneaky and typing in there. He thinks we don't notice these things. I just see this typing going on. There he goes. He's giving me some LOLs now that he knows he's been nabbed. Okay, so busted. Minecraft. Yeah, busted. Minecraft story mode.
Yes, for Yolg. And then everything else has been on the iPad. I picked up Clash of Clans again.
Oh, you crack addict.
No, it's not that. It's just I am so damn tired some nights when I come home, and I want a distraction, but I don't want to sit there and play a full game. So that's why I've been doing the Minecraft story mode and been playing on the iPad. I've been playing Clash. I've gone back to Boom Beach, which there's an operation today. Damn it. I forgot. And then I've been playing a stupid Disney Blitz game, which is, those like Bejeweled. Do you remember that where you had to switch the jewels? Well, this time you're
switching. I think I can remember that game.
Yeah. Little, you're so funny, Placer. Come on. You're so funny. Now you got me going. Okay. Stop.
It's getting called Pac-Man. Do you remember that?
I'm sure you do. Emojis. You're switching little Disney emojis and earning stuff. So I've been playing that because I was trying to get Mulan and whatever the stupid dragon was. I didn't make it. Damn it. So now it's Valentine's, so I got to get little Valentine's-y things.
Right.
That's it. I know. Real boring, but right now, getting up at 5 in the morning and being at school all day, that's what's going on.
Fair enough. Hey, what can you do? Hey.
So was Fonzie Canadian? Right?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right. Mike,
where were they
the
from?
Middle.
Where was Happy Days from?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Well, Laverne and Shirley were definitely Milwaukee, weren't they?
Yeah. They were friends and cousins or something.
The same universe, right?
Yeah, same universe. So I don't know. It was TV.
Where did Laverne and Shirley work?
The Haas and Pfeffer Corporator. I don't remember what it was.
It was the brewery, wasn't it?
Yeah, something. Yeah, they made something.
Anyway, there we go. Jeez,
Laverne had the big L. I couldn't watch that show because they kept doing stupid shit and embarrassing themselves.
Right.
Kind of like we're doing now.
Yeah.
And it was like, but they didn't realize they were embarrassing themselves.
We know we're
embarrassing
ourselves.
Oh, we're totally like,
we're on board with it.
Yeah.
We're invested.
We're embracing it.
That's right. So, my attention now turns to you, Kimberly.
That's so cute. Nobody calls you that.
I know, except for...
You should be called Kimberly more.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's Kimmy and Kim.
Yeah, yeah.
And you.
My aunts call me Kimmy. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Aunt Kim.
yeah, Aunt Kim. Yeah. Well, I wish I could say I played something new and exciting and it was great and all that, but no. With hardly any time this past week, I played Gems of War.
And this is why you're in the middle.
I know, right? I didn't have any time. I had like 15 minutes here or there, and well, I didn't really feel like jumping into anything, that was going to take longer than 15 minutes. So I'm like, all right, well, we'll fire up Gems of War.
Play oh my it, God. You know. Tell that to your boyfriend. I don't want anything that takes longer than 15 minutes.
Right?
Right.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We'll get over with. So,
don't lie, because you also played Clash.
Well, okay, yes. I play Clash of
is
Clans.
Is the same
too,
clan together. Still going in that?
Yes, yeah. As a matter
am
of fact.
Am I still in it?
Yes.
Probably.
I believe so, because I don't think Jade has the heart to, boot
she
people.
She kicked no one. She booted no one.
Oh, good.
No, they,
so if you didn't
they
leave,
pretty much have to leave.
Gonna...
I should fire it back up. That's funny. My wife started playing a game, a pirate game. Sorry, Kimberly, to interrupt.
That's
there.
Okay.
I know you're about to launch into your massive stride on what you've been playing, so
Right.
Heats off.
Is that really the game?
She's played a pirate version. Like, it's a pirate's game. I'm not sure who it's by. I don't think it's by the same people, but it's the exact same premise. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one, but every time I sort of come in, my wife's sneakily breeding pirates or whatever you do, like we used to do in
Clan.
Breeding pirates. I don't know. What else? How do you make pirates? How is pirate formed?
Wow. Jesus.
Well, when a mummy pirate and daddy pirate love each other very much.
Can't you just train pirates?
I mean, I guess.
You have to breed them? They're not dogs.
It's a bit odd. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So.
No, we're not breeding pirates. Oh, yeah.
So, Kimberly.
Yes.
Is there an end game to this Gems of War?
I don't think there is. I think it's like all the other little puzzle games, you know, you just, because they keep popping up little worlds all the time, so I don't think there really is going to be an end game, I guess, until maybe the,
stuff with stuff that pops up.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess unless the publisher, the creator of the game goes bankrupt, I guess not.
Are they going to go bankrupt? Is there any money going, because was it free to play or was it?
Yes, it's free to play, so, and they haven't got any money on my end, so.
Where's the money come from? How do you?
Yeah, the money doesn't come from her end.
No, it doesn't.
I need to quit.
What does come from your end?
Somebody's on a roll tonight, and it's not me this time.
It's been a long, painful day.
Why? How would they get money out of you, and what for?
We are talking about the game, right? Please, God.
We're talking about this stupid game that Mark.
Not the truckers at the cafe down the road.
I don't really think there's anything they could do to make me want to pay money, because, I mean, you can pretty much open anything with the in-game cash or coin or whatever you want to call it, so. I mean, I'm not that heavily invested into it. I will admit I have, like, spent $5 on Clash of Clans before to buy gems, but otherwise, you know, no.
No.
I'm Mark's poor, dying. So, you know, no. I know, but right?
I never spent money on Clash of Clans. I don't, have you, Nick, did you ever?
Once.
Once, maybe.
It was some little special thing, and I was like, so frustrated because I couldn't upgrade my town center.
Right.
Or castle or something. And I was like, screw it. It's on half price. It was like $4.99 instead of $9.99 or something for so many gems.
Yeah.
I was like, hit the button. Go ahead, hit the button. It automatically comes out of your account. Just hit it.
It's not
so, it is.
So bad. You know, the amount of time we put in, and you guys are still going. I mean, I had so much value out of that game, and I don't think I can't remember spending any money buying any
gems. I only spent it once.
I mean, I'm sure as you get to the end game or later in the game, you know, when we're, you know, month after you've been in there for months. I mean, do the gems even make a dent in you doing stuff? I can't remember. I guess they do.
No, not really, because I probably have 1,000 gems now because I don't spend them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. I only spend them when they do the half price booster. You know, on Christmas time, they do the little booster thing.
Yes.
That's the only time I'll spend them pretty much.
Which
anymore.
Is why I have so many gems, because that's what I was doing, where you would spend on the booster and could get your purple crap, whatever that shit is, and the gold.
Elixir, yeah.
That. This is my elixir. It's pink.
I was in a clan, I think, just before I set up the other clan. And there was a guy in there. He did $750 in one night. Just got drank too much of that elixir that you've got there going there, Nick. And basically just spent a plane ticket on.
Wow.
$750 is almost my rent. It's like $50.
Can you imagine waking up in the morning and knowing that's what you spent that amount of money on? I mean, it's just.
No.
No, I couldn't
either. No.
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 There would be some serious buyer's remorse there.
Some serious buyer's remorse. Yeah. Too right.
And how can – I mean, there's no way to justify that. Oh, my kid bought it. No, they don't care. Sorry. It was approved. Sucks to be
– God. Wow, just so you could have hog riders. Unbelievable.
Right?
Hog riders. Or those little blue fly guys. What are the little dudes? They look like little fat blue cherubs.
Aren't they minions?
Things, I don't know. They're little fat blue dudes.
Minions, I think you're right. Yeah, Kim. So, Gears of Gems of War, anything else?
Yeah. Gears of War.
Gears of Gems.
No. Gears of Gems.
No, that's
Gems
it.
Of Shame.
I'm that's it. I'm a sad, shameful gamer. I'm sorry. I'll try to do better.
That's okay. Never change. Never change,
they
Kimberly.
Had Clash of Clans on the screen for those who don't play.
Oh, I'm not even looking at the stream, so I can't see. But that's nice. Yeah, Mark's on top of that. That's good. Okay. Well, I have played some games here, but again, nothing.
Real ones?
Real games. They are real games. They are real games. In fact, just
that's
thinking.
That's just me and her.
I can fire off quite a few here. Today I was playing Titanfall 2. I just picked that up. I didn't play it for very long. I'm just chipping away at the campaign. That's such a good game. Such a good game. I mean, but again, look, we've heard it 100 times, you know. But I know the thing that just freaks me out most about this game, and I don't know, sure you guys haven't played it. Have you played it, Nick?
Why are you being so defensive? And neither one of us has said a freaking thing. You're
no,
like,
it's because
wait. Like, no, you're not talking to your guys.
I'm talking to everyone. I am talking to you, but I'm also talking to the audience too. But I don't want to repeat because everybody's talked about Titanfall 2 100 times, right? You know, it's like Gems of War. We all heard about it 100 times.
They want to do or not.
And so what am I supposed to say? Oh, it's a really good game and the campaign's really good and the multiplayer's very well balanced. So, you know, we've all heard it and loads of people had it on their game of the year. But I mean, I fired it up today just to chip away at the campaign a little bit more. God, the sound of the guns, the robot talking to you. And now I'm in this thing where you press a bumper and it time shifts and you're jumping through different times and whatever. I mean, it's just such a cool campaign. And I sat there and I just went, how on earth did they release the first one with no campaign and then they do that? It's unbelievable. Amazing.
I might have to get Titanfall 2.
You definitely have to get it. It is just so impressive. Visually impressive. The level design is just great. And then the gun I was firing was just like, that sounded so good. I mean, I had it. You know what it probably is? It's probably the first time that I've played here in my basement since my kids weren't around. I finally got to hear it on this good surround sound. It sounded great. But yeah, it's such a cool game. So I'm looking forward to still just chipping away at that whenever I can. This is all for Yolg 2 as well, right? Yolg as well. Sunset Overdrive is another game that I continually pick up and try and just sort of put half an hour
in. Was that a freebie at one point?
Yeah, it was. I think it was a launch title for Xbox One.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
I'm like, I know there was some freeness in there somewhere.
And then it was released as a Games with Gold. Yep.
That's where I've got it. Because I'm like, I have it. I've never bothered to touch it. But I have it.
It's a bit of an odd one.
Well, I look at it and go, meh.
Yeah, I'm not sold on it at all. It's not the worst game I've ever played. It's got some pretty neat mechanics, and visually it's really, you know, it pops all over the screen, tons of color, and I just fought this boss, this massive inflatable boss, and you're jumping around on these giant drums, and then you're also you know, skateboarding around. It's a little bit like a cross between Uncharted has a fight in a paint factory or something. It's okay. It's a massive bag of okay. I'm definitely never going to finish this game and go, wow, that was amazing. I'm so glad I played it. But
and I remember when they were advertising it to come out that I thought, oh, that game looks so cool. Visually just looked amazing. And then I got it for free and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. It's like it has every piece is really, really done well. I mean, the movement is pretty good. The way you grind on these rails all over the place and jump and everything's jumpable and grabbable. That's pretty cool. And then you have all these weapons, which are pretty cool. And then you have the characters and the voice acting is all seems to be pretty cool. But then when you put it all together, it just doesn't seem to make anything that you get excited about. It's really odd. You know, it just...
Like Goat Simulator.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's a destructible environment, but the game goes nowhere.
Yeah. It just ends up being a bit of a damp squib. So there we go. But I will continue to just sort of plow through that. I like the character I have. I'm playing as a girl. I think you can choose male, female, and then do all the body formations.
Did not know that.
Yeah. So I'm playing as this girl. So I've gone.
Okay. So did you wait? Do all the body formations? So what? She's got a big butt and big boobs.
Yes.
At least he's honest. Right. It's like
right. Well,
I've taken quite a shining to her. Quite like her.
Quite like her. I think I remember Mark, and since even though he's muted, he's not going to defend himself, which makes this extra fun. But that was one of the things he liked, choosing female characters so I could stare at their asses.
Yeah, too right. I always choose a female character. Yep. Oh, actually, I'll tell you what we played the other day was the For Honor beta. Anybody have a go at that? Did you?
Yes.
You did?
No.
I did.
Oh, okay. How enthralled were you? How long did it take you before you got bored of it?
Actually, I liked it, but since I'm doing the Yolg thing, I'm just sort of like, well, you know, I'd much rather spend my money on when Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out.
Yes.
So,
oh, they'd have been hard pushed to get any money out of me for For Honor. I don't know. It looked pretty cool, and it's, mm-hmm. you're this giant, I don't know what you are, a knight of some sort, and you hack and slash, and I don't know, my son loved it. He was playing some games. He was enjoying holding checkpoints and just beating the crap out of 100 different...
I would like to see what the campaign's going to be like. I think I would like the campaign probably more than the multiplayer as it was. So if it goes super cheap, I might get it to play the campaign and see, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, we do that a lot. We'll buy a game... We buy games. We tend to do this as a community. We either buy them for the multiplayer aspect as a group, or we buy them because we're like, I know I can play this one solo when nobody else is on.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
Because Halo was huge, and still is. I mean, people still get together and play Halo. We're hopefully going to have a Gears thrashing later on.
We desperately, and now I'm going to put out a call out, we desperately need someone, it should be me that I'm saying it, but we desperately need someone to grab the bull by the horns here and sort out a multiplayer, regular multiplayer weekend, saying, hey, you know what, we're all going to be here tomorrow or this Sunday, 12 o'clock Eastern or whenever it's going to be, we're all going to be playing Halo 4 or we're all going to be playing Gears of War, whatever.
Halo 4. Oh, the good old days.
Because I think the community's big enough that we should all be getting... There should be some multiplayer. As a community, it's really odd that...
I will grab that bowl in March.
Okay, good.
I will grab that bowl in March.
I'm going to grab some bowls in March.
I said not balls.
No, I am, though, because I've got stuff that I can't do that I want to do. That's just I'm too tied up. But at the end of March, I'm free, and then...
Yeah,
March
is good because we have, like right now, we've got a school dance coming up on the 10th. I leave on the 16th. I've got work in between all that, and it's just like everything's just boom, boom, boom. I've got all this stuff going on. I'm shipping Gary, you know, Boomer. I'm shipping him a picture. I did a painting of Doctor Who, why can't I think of Starry Night, the Van Gogh Starry Night with the TARDIS in it. And I'm shipping him that in March. And I'm taking the Dexter painting that I did to Scotland. So I've got all these paintings I have to get out.
And I also have to say a massive thank you to Nicole for providing the Game Punchers with the banner for their Game of the Year show last week.
What did I do?
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was only missing the one guy because everything I found looked like cards, like trading cards.
I can't remember.
All the images I found of him, I don't know, some space-looking guy. Some guy looked like he was running around in a space outfit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, that was great, though. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I gave you the two, the red and the black and white, because I was like, well, the red looks good with the Game Punchers logo, but black and white just in general looks better.
Yes. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, so that was great.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so Sunset Overdrive, I played some of that. That's on my YOG list. This one isn't on my YOG list, but I was pointing out to you guys, you were asking me about, am I recording in my basement? I finally set up my new PC desk down in the basement here. Got my gaming PC now, got a new monitor this week, I got a new stereo sound system, amplifier, everything up here is just, it's all set. I'm ready to go. The battle station is go. So I fired it up and I found, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare popped up on my desktop, which I forgot that I own on this. So, I'll just fire that up just to do some testing. And,
testing?
We've been playing loads of it. It's great. That game is fun.
I love that game. Yeah, I play that with my son.
Yeah, it's
good. He loves that game.
It's really good. It's,
I'll play with him on his account because I don't need people knowing I was playing it.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So we, my son likes to play what I guess is the equivalent of the horde mode where you're protecting your garden from waves of zombies, but I prefer just to play multiplayer. But it's really cool.
He likes that horde mode too. And yeah. I'm like, dude, come on.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude, really? My son called me dude. He goes, dude. I go, yeah, what?
My son says, boy. I'm like, do I look like a boy? And I'm your mom. He's like, you know what I mean, mom? I'm like, no.
It's all right. My nephew Tony calls me a boy, too. So, you know.
Well, my daughter called me mom today, so there.
Aww.
Mom.
I'm not your mom, am I? No. That's pretty much what I've been playing. I don't think off the top of my head there's anything to add that I can think of. I'm just trying to rack my brain, think if I've been playing anything on the PlayStation. But I've been awake. I've been away. Hardly awake.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. That's an understatement.
All right.
No, so you're not awake. Overstatement. Sorry.
So we've done we've done some good ground there. Yeah, look at that.
Where we're good.
Now? How are we doing for time?
News jingle.
News.
Time for the news jingle.
Do we have a news jingle? Can I know Mark played the stuff? Will we hear it? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to check because he said to check the texting.
He said it's done.
Here is the fucking news.
Yep, okay. He said.
Let's just run through here then. I don't know. Does anybody want to read the news? Or if you're happy, I'll just go ahead and do it.
If you're happy and you like it,
if you're happy and you know it. I don't know. I haven't read the news, so here we go. But it's Nintendo news, which is good to see. Nintendo.
Oh, game. Well, then boring.
The first one here, Nintendo mobile game Fire Emblem Heroes has already earned $2.9 million. Nintendo's free-to-play tactical RPG mobile game Fire Emblem Heroes was released on February 2nd, and it has already pulled in $2.9 million. Along with the $2.9 million in earnings, it was also downloaded over 2 million times its first day through the App Store and Google Play. As of press time, it is currently the second most downloaded free app on the App Store. On Google Play, it has been downloaded 73,000 times.
I'm going to go look that up right now.
I don't know a lot about Fire Emblem, but funnily enough, on my flight back, I listened to a podcast where they were dissecting, I think Nintendo did a Fire Emblem.
It's anime.
I think it's turn-based anime. It's a very popular series with a lot of people, but for some reason it's just completely passed me by. But from what I understand, and I really need to find out more about it, and I'm sure there's some of our listeners are going to be shouting at me for not knowing more, but I'm doing it a great disservice. But Fire Emblem is very popular. He's very popular, particularly in Japan. Probably where a lot of this has come from. But yeah, so Nintendo's gone on to, I guess with this, gone on to mobile devices. Yeah, and from what these guys were saying, it's going to just really overtake Super Mario Run. No problem.
That's not going to be a hard takeover.
Well, Super Mario Run still did some good numbers.
Yes, but, I mean, it got boring so fast.
It
that people want something a little more challenging, and I'm from the look of this, it's a little more challenging.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think also the Fire Emblem fan base is rabid, if you know what I mean.
When you bring it up, now I'm not going to show you because it'll be backwards. But it says Nintendo Stellar New Role Playing Game, and it's like one of the featured right off the bat. So if you go get it in the and it has over 3,738
reviews.
Wow.
That went fast.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't gotten my desk tissues. That's really bugging me now.
I am so sorry. You have a shirt. That's what my son did.
No, I'm not going to do that.
That pisses me off.
No, it's more itchy than runny. Yeah, and so I think as well, Fire Emblem's got a really it's really stepping up. I think there's a new game coming for the 3DS, and I think there might be a new one coming for the Switch too. So lots of Fire Emblem stuff going down.
So. Hopefully I'll be able to let y'all know before I leave how this is. I'll leave you a little speak pipe thingy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check.
Because I just downloaded it.
Oh, you have downloaded?
Yep, it's
Heroes.
On my phone and my iPad.
Cool. I got to do the same. We'll check that out. Maybe we can compare notes next week. Second piece of news we have here, Nintendo Switch hands-on events will take place in 3 UK cities starting next weekend. That's pretty much self-explanatory. They start next weekend. People who attend will be able to play 1-2 Switch Arms, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Snipperclip, Splatoon 2, Legend of Zelda.
So they'll be in Birmingham, Manchester, and London.
Can you say that first one again?
Birmingham.
That's better. It's better when you go Birmingham.
Oh, because south of me is Birmingham.
Birmingham.
But in when I have to switch modes, it's Birmingham.
Birmingham. Yeah, very good.
Yes. Thank you.
You got that down, Pat. It's good.
I tried.
That's right. There they are. I was wondering I wonder where you got that information from. You're very cool.
At the bottom
scroll
of
down. I have a scroll wheel. Look, it's right here on the mouse. It works too.
You know what? I use my finger on the screen.
Oh, clever.
Because I have a tablet thing, one of those Lenovo Yoga whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Still frickin' Windows, it sucks. Sorry.
It's all right, let it all out. The Last Guardian has had a permanent price cut just 8 weeks after launch. The Last Guardian has dropped in price by about 1/3 at most retailers and on the PlayStation Store in multiple regions. I don't know how big a piece of news this really is. I saw it this week and I was like, okay. Maybe, you know, it'd be nice. Maybe I could have waited. I got it for Christmas anyway, so it didn't really matter. But most games.
I'm trying to remember what the hell game that is.
Oh, it's the one with Kitty Bird, Dragon Dog.
Okay. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, yeah. The Kitty Dragon Dog. That's too funny. The one I cut the dragon out for you.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, Trico. Yes, because I was like, oh my gosh, this looks like that movie that was when I was a kid.
Never-ending story.
Yes, that thing, which was kind of like a puppy dragon thing.
Yeah. That's right.
With a kind of kitty, I don't know, it was kind of, it could have been a Dr. Seuss character for all I know.
I never saw that movie, so I had this conversation with somebody the other day about not ever seeing Neverending Story. It's coming up too frequently. I should see it.
It's all right. I've never seen it either.
What the hell?
You could sing the song. I think we were talking about it on Game Punchers because it was Lamal who did the music. Now you mentioned Lamal. Neverending Story.
Stop. You're fine. We got it.
I'm voice trained, right?
Oh, Lord have. No, you're voice trained for what? If somebody's holding onto your nuts? No, that was hot. No, please don't do that again.
Wow.
Do watch it. I'm pretty sure
don't
it's on Netflix. No, Fraser, you know I love you.
Tell
and I know
like
I know I have to give you shit. You're like my brother from another mother.
Okay.
I have to give it a bit. My J-O-B.
So, price cuts. I don't think this is such an astounding piece of news. I mean, even today I was looking on Steam and Deus Ex Mankind Divided is down to $25 or $30, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe even less. That hasn't been out too long. I mean, most games, I think most, and then funny enough, so I think most games, if they're not super duper titles, they're just gonna drop. They are gonna drop. It's natural. So I'm not sure whether The Last Guardian get a price drop. I mean, a permanent price cut, yeah, I guess, but, you know, it's still just a price cut. Whereas something like Overwatch, my son came to me today and he wants Overwatch, that is not dropping in price, really. You're not getting any deals on that. That thing is, got legs, right? So,
yes, lots of legs.
I think the market is just now a little bit less forgiving to titles that aren't AAA long-lasting titles, and the prices are going to come down better than they ever did.
Seriously, I mean, if they wanted to be smart, they would price them this way from the get-go, and probably more people would get them at launch.
Yep,
that's just my 2 cents or 2 pence or whatever.
Yeah. I think
because
right.
I probably would have got this back then for that price. But now that I'm looking at it and it's been out a while, because I've actually seen more stuff on it, I'm like, no, not really.
No, you're not going to get it. No. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's. I guess, you know, someone could do the math and figure out, you know, the profit margin at full price versus the lost sales, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good point. So. Okay, so that's the noose.
The noose.
Noose. There's a noose.
Not necessarily the news.
Noose. No speak pipes this week of the 4th of Feb. Going down community questions and feedback.
We got nothing, man.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No think. Okay, that's fine. We're still going to just power through and we'll get this.
When the hell was Amrish really on here?
I believe so, yes.
I'll take over his spot. Did you get the questions? It's only me.
I did get the questions. I have some podcast trivia here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
It's just you and me, Kim Kardashian.
Maybe Mark can send us. Mark could play.
No, Mark could piss off. No. If he can't be on the show, he can't play.
Yeah, he's going to type in. Mark can type in there. Trivia answers, too. He's lined up, too. He's going to play, too. Good. Okay. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's hope I don't spend so much time on it like I did last time I did the trivia. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Nearly wet the bed.
Hi to Gary, who just came in. Amras.
Yeah, I know. He's podcast whoring it up this week. He's on Pilchards and Cream.
I'm going to be doing that sometime in March, too.
Are you? You got asked, too. Nice.
Oh, he's asked me twice.
Ooh.
But he asked me.
He only asked me once. Actually, I think he did ask me twice.
Yeah, well, I have bigger boobs than you do. So, which is a good thing, because you shouldn't have any. No, he'd asked me before, and I couldn't do it. And I told him to ask me again later, and he did. But still couldn't do it, because I was leaving. And so, March. I said, get me in March. March is my time to just, like, do everything, I guess.
That's right.
I have a week off of school, so.
Yeah, the time difference as well is a bit tough for Pilch to do as well, so. Yes, okay, so we have some trivia. And.
Sorry, I don't see reading, Mark's little blue thingy.
Sorry,
on
I was
here.
Just reading the Twitch chat. Okay, podcast trivia. Mark's. He's there. He's under the Facebook part on there. Okay. First piece of trivia. If Mark answers, great. If he doesn't, so be it. But here we go. Number one. Which Rainbow Six game received the best score on Metacritic? Was it A, Rainbow Six Siege? Rainbow Six Vegas? Rainbow Six Vegas 2? Or Rainbow Six 3? Which Rainbow Six game received the best score on Metacritic? Was it Rainbow Six Siege, Rainbow Six Vegas, Rainbow Six Vegas 2, or Rainbow Six 3? So you have a choice of A, B, C, or D.
Do we play one of those?
Siege.
We do. We play Siege.
Yeah. So type your answers in now. Or as soon as you can.
I'll just say, I don't care.
And nothing from old Mark, so I guess he's not playing. Kim, you said B. Nick, you said A. The answer is, in fact, B. Points for Kim. It's Rainbow Six Vegas. Yes.
Total guess.
Yeah, not a bad guess, though. Vegas was a great game. Great game.
I don't know. I've played two others, and I don't know which two I played. That's how amazing they are to me. And I can't even remember Siege.
Yeah.
It's the one we're currently playing.
Yeah, Siege is good, too.
Oops.
Okay, question number two. What's your name on there? Kim Carr Drywallian. I like it. Good.
Yeah, nice, right?
Okay. Question number two. How many bosses are there in Dark Souls 3? Is it A, 21, B, 25, C, 16, or D, 19?
Really?
Really? How many bosses are there in Dark Souls 3? A, 21, B, 25, C, 16, or D, 19? And if you would like to furnish me with your answers, at your earliest convenience.
I got my thumb on the button.
Button?
I don't know.
Your thumb's button. On the button, isn't it?
I don't know. They all sound like too many bosses for me.
Right?
Kim has said C.
I mean,
just
playing a game of one, you know.
Nick has said D. It's a left. All right, it's a left. Slugger Nick versus Puncher Kim. They're just going at it tonight. Yeah, the right answer is D.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Well, I was like, 25 is too many new bosses. Nobody's going to put up with that crap.
Yes.
And then I was like, so 21 or 19?
Well done. Well done, yes. 1 point each, I guess. Is that how it's done? Points? Is it 1 point for the right question? Yeah, 1 point each. So well done. Yeah, both of you pull equally ahead of everybody else.
Yay!
And I get and I'm awarding a bonus point to myself for, or at least a half a point for reading the question, so I can get on the scoreboard.
Give yourself a point. We'll allow you to have a point.
That's okay.
A full point.
Full point. Okay, so that's good. Thank you very much to Teflon for sending us the trivia. It is most appreciated. I should fire Teflon back an email on there, so he's got my email, so he can. Otherwise, it goes round the houses. It gets sent to 100 people before it comes to me if ever I need it. Anyway, yes, Teflon, it's much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Shouldn't it just be sent to the podcast and then everybody has access? Never mind. Forget it. I didn't say that.
I don't know.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't ever check our mail.
I don't know. I don't need access to any more things. It's enough. Okay, so community questions and feedback. Oh, no, that was from before. Sorry.
Events and happenings. Calendar.
Yeah, nothing in events and happenings. But watch this space, people. You never know what might happen after March.
That's right.
Am I right?
Yes.
I can feel a groundswell, a movement.
We're going to have a Gears night, and we're going to have a Halo night.
Cool.
That's all there is to it.
I tell you what. Now, I played some multiplayer Halo the other day on Reach. God, it was fun. It's just a hoot. I think you can
play. It is a lot of fun. I think we should do it, like, once a month, though.
Yes. Agreed. Okay.
And then Gears once a month.
Yep.
So they alternate.
I need to pick up Gears 4.
Yeah, you do.
Again, from the library. Okay. New releases, February 4th to February 10th. We have 2017 game calendar. Is that it?
Yes, that is it.
Okay, who would like to read this exhaustive list?
Nick. I'll read it.
Go on.
Thank you.
Because she doesn't want to say Toohoo. Toohoo Gensoul Wonder for the PS4 and Vita on February 7th. And Atelier Sophie, the Alchemist of the Mysterious Book on PC, February 7th. And then, is that Neo? Probably Neo.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. For the PS4 on February 9th. And that about wraps that list up.
A lot of releases there.
Yeah, Neo was... Neo was out on a preview on the PlayStation. I downloaded it and never played it, but I remember, so pointless story there, but I can, I think a lot of people were saying it's rock hard. Not me. Okay. Your monthly freebies, games with gold. Kim, go on. Come on.
Yes, for, I can do these. You know, these are easily pronounceable. For our Xbox One, we have, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, February 1st to the 31st. We also have Project Cars that'll be out on the 16th through the 15th of March. Then for the 360...
You can't say the months, though! It's like, I can say the games...
All right, anyway, carrying on!
Nick, sorry, behave yourself.
Island 2 Special Edition.
You leave Kimberly alone.
That's right, darn it. Now I'm picturing that Britney Spears video with that kid. You know, leave Britney alone. No.
Leave Kimberly alone!
Star Wars The Force Unleashed, the 16th through the 28th of February. Then we have PS Plus. Well, that says January, but that's obviously not right. So, PS Plus, we have Little Big Planet 3 for the PS4. Not a Hero for the PS4.
I don't know if that... Is this right? How can we have Little Big Planet 3 again?
I don't know.
The same way we get a bunch of the same Xbox One games in gold.
Is that right?
I don't know. Asia, I think so.
Asia and Europe are definitely getting it, but I don't think that's North America, you know. I don't know. Mark's typing. This is right. Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. Who am I to question?
Anyway. Starwall for the PS3 is also a cross-buy with the PS4. Anna Extended Edition for the PS3. Ninja Senkai DX for the PS Vita and a cross-buy with the PS4. And Torque L for the PS Vita, and that's also a cross-buy for the PS4.
Yes, the cross-buy is significant because... Nick, sorry to interrupt you there.
No, I was just agreeing with Mark. It is right. I just looked it up.
Yeah, so you'll down... PS4 will... When you go to download these games on PlayStation Plus, Little Big Planet 3 and Not a Hero will both show up. But those cross-buy ones, they don't tend to sort of advertise those very well, if at all. So you just need to get those game names, search for them in the shop, and they'll come up as free. So it's well worth doing. So rather than just get a couple of games, if you're just on PS4, you'll end up with 4 or 5. So it's cool.
Yay.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
Roger. Okay.
Was that hard to say, Kim? You're welcome. Damn it. You have to be.
Okay, play dates ongoing. Xbox Clubs, join the OC Podcast Club. I talk about my son a lot tonight. It's probably because I've been hanging out with him for the first time in ages. And he was showing me the OC Podcast Club on Xbox today, and he said it's swearing aloud. He was asking me about that. He's just moving now into that realm of his life now where swearing is becoming a thing. So
how old is he?
10.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right there.
Right on the cusp. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mine's 10, and my other one's 13. So,
yeah. You're 10.
My daughter said, drop the F-bomb in front of me. I just about lost it on her. I'm like, you did not just say what... She was like, I'm sorry, I was just so mad. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
She's like, would you cuss? I said, I'm older than you. Like, 100 times older than you.
Yeah, it's just the natural order of things, the way of the world. It'll happen. So, we also have the Year of Living Dangerously, of course, has a section in here, also known as the Dirty 30. If you haven't heard of this, where have you been? What rock are you hiding under? Yeah, hashtag YOLG, the Year of Living Dangerously, the wonderful program put in place by our own resident Northern Irishman, Bongo the Soon. That was awful. And I can't do that accent very well at all.
He says Sian.
Bongo the Sian.
Yeah.
Sian.
Oh, that's pretty good.
A bit better. So a load of us, all of us here, I think, have submitted our Dirty 30, which is 30 games that we are committed to finishing off our pile of shame. And in the meantime, that we have put a sort of a stop or a hold or at least the brakes big time on purchasing anything.
What is the year of living dangerously? Well, there are six simple steps. Number one, this is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. Two, select 30 games, your dirty 30, that you really want to finish. Three, email your dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. Four, set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. Five, complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with the hashtag #VictoryAchieved and the hashtag #YOLG. And finally, six, enjoy your dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the year of living gamedrously.
How are you guys doing on that? As well as me?
I haven't purchased anything.
I haven't bought anything, yeah.
Well, okay.
That's good.
So that, still trying I've got that part.
One, you know.
Yeah. I haven't working even finished a freaking game.
Kim, let's just sit here and let's just talk brass tacks. Working on it slowly. The only game slowly, you're playing doesn't have an end.
No, no. I've started King's Quest.
Oh, okay.
So that's on my, yeah.
Okay, good.
I just, yeah.
And she still plays Witcher 3. And yes. She still plays Dragon Age, Inquisition, and Origin. Yeah. And which I know all of those have endpoints, but yeah. By the way, Dragon Age Inquisition is painful.
Mm.
I love Origin.
That for every game that Kim finishes is worth 10 for a normal person.
Probably.
Right? Yeah, sure, she sinks a lot of hours in there. Yeah. Sorry, my backside's falling asleep.
Some big titles there. I've got The Witcher 3 on mine, too. No Dragon Age, though.
You know, I don't know that I will ever finish Witcher 3. Ever.
I'm going to finish it, and I think if it gets to the point where I'm sort of starting to struggle with it, I'm going to bang that difficulty down to just race. There's a difficulty for racing through the story, right? There's you have the a normal.
Yeah, there's noob.
Noob difficulty, noob.
I'm
yeah.
Just kidding. Noob difficulty. No, there is
hey,
easy,
I like
medium, and hard, right?
So.
And they're just the three, easy, medium, and hard.
But, so, yeah.
I don't
there's
think
one, though, where you don't really need to
games.
There's one where you don't really need to concentrate on inventory and stuff like that, right? So that's anyway, we'll see.
I'll have to go look and see how long it's been. That's why I got my PlayStation working again, was for Minecraft Story Mode, because that's only on there, and for Witcher 3,
right.
Which I haven't even touched. So I know once I touch it, I won't play anything else.
Yep. So the Year of Living Gamedrously is going great guns. I have no idea even now how many people are involved in it, but the number must be getting up to something like 20, 25 people signed up for it.
Oh,
gotta be.
I want to say there's more.
Could be. Yeah, it's a long time since I checked. So anyway, congratulations to Robin, and thank you to all the hard work he puts in, because he updates and he still responds to all the victory achieves. Talking of victory achieved, so this is really the sort of thing that it is. If when you finish a game, victory achieved, you send us a picture on Twitter with the hashtag victory achieved, with a picture of you in the credits ending and your thumbs up and a smile on your face or not. Have we got some victory achieves this week? Who would like to do victory achieved?
Either one of us.
Eeny, miny, mo.
We're good. Both of you know what? There's two. No, never mind. I'll read them.
Go ahead.
All right. So these are all the Yolgs so far. Terraform for The Witcher 3. PG Tip 77 for Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Terraform for Sniper Ghost Warrior 2. And Cortana's being a bitch. Sorry, she just jumped up on my screen. Caliburn M for Battlefield 1. Bobbins for Valiant Hearts. I got to finish that one too. Hutch DBL for Life is Strange. Terraform's been kicking ass. Look at this. Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Kevin, is that Faye? 1985 for Doom. Murphy's Law for Valiant Hearts. Pilchard for Outlast. Dastardly Jabby for Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Also on my Yolg list. Just Spug. It's not what I was going to say. I had to force myself to say it. Sorry, dude. Mirror's Edge Catalyst. And Head Chef Allen for Darksiders. Caliburn M for Assassin's Creed Unity. John Mouse for Dead Nation. And for our non-Yolgs, we'll start with Flucky90 for Mirror's Edge. Colin for the win, Uncharted. Colin All Cars. Oh, that's cute. Sorry. Tearaway Unfolded, and I'm sure this person's like totally cringing because I said it was cute. And Mr. Miyagi 1984 for the Forza 6 Porsche Anthology DLC.
DLC?
Yeah, I'm like, we don't do DLC, do we?
I don't know.
Me either. But
I think we would. Something like The Witcher Blood and Wine would get counted, wouldn't it? That's almost like a full game in itself. Anyway.
Well, I think he gets half. Well, that was before he used to give half points. But either way, it was still a finish. So, hey. More power to you.
Congratulations.
Power.
Yep.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Okay. Good. So let's wrap this baby up and deliver it to the screaming parents. Whoever they may be.
That's all.
Closing out. Okay.
It's Kim's turn.
Kim, go on.
Thanks, Nick. See, this is why Nick. I was like, well, I'll take it because I didn't want to do the closing notes.
Perfect.
I love you, Kim. You're my sister from another mister.
Right. Okay. I've never done this before, so this should be fun. Be part of the conversation as we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast. At 11 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. West Coast, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And, well, everywhere else, Google it, look it up. Email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us at @OC_podcast. We have a Facebook group at fb.ocpod.com. We are always looking for iTunes and Stitcher reviews. And we haven't had one of those for a while. So, give us one of those. OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One, OC Community on the PS4, and OC Podcast Group on Steam, the OC Podcast Server on Discord, and I'm not really,
No, you don't have to give out the invite code. It's okay. Hit one of us up. We'll send you the invite code.
Exactly.
We'll even send you a cord.
The code.
We'll send for Discord.
The code. I don't know. I can't say it like Mark does it. Anyway, and how about the closing comments, people? Hi, you, Nicole.
Oh, great. Thanks. Woohoo, we're starting with me. No. You can find me on Twitter somewhere. OC_Amaryllis on Twitter, Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4, and Amaranth on Xbox. You can also email me directly at Nicole@OCPod.com. And I would like to shout out you two for actually making it. So... I would like to shout out Robin, but he called us the Golden Girls, so I'm not going to shout out Robin.
So wait, and, which one of you are?
I think that who's Maud? Whatever Maud was.
Maud?
That character.
Oh, Bea Arthur?
Arthur, whatever she was. She's like the tall...
Dorothy!
Yes. The tall one with the big mouth. That would be me.
There you go. I'll be Sophia. So.
Oh, the smart ass. I love her. She's one of my favorites.
Can I be the other one?
There's four of them.
Oh.
Which other one? You want to be the
slut? We'll make Fraser Rose. We'll make him Rose.
Rose was the racy one, wasn't she?
No, that was Blanche.
No. Oh. Yeah, Blanche is the racy one.
Who was Rose? Was she
Rose
sort of that
is
small?
Big fat. She's the dingbat.
Okay.
That's Betty White, though. I mean, who wouldn't want to be Betty White?
Exactly.
She's freaking amazing. Well,
yes, she is.
And still alive. So.
Yes, well done, Betty White, for still being alive.
Yes. So, and I don't know if we have any birthdays or anything, so. And Amaris says that Fraser is his golden girl.
Aww.
Just so you know. So thank you to our shatters.
Thanks, Gary.
To Amaris for that, because, you know, we needed a good giggle in this show. And again, thanks to y'all. Thanks to Mark for doing the background stuff. And I'm sure that there's going to be some hiccups. So
just
that
few,
ought to be
maybe.
Interesting. Kim, because, you know, yeah. We have to let Fraser end it all. So it's your turn.
Of course. Well, you know. As usual, you guys, you know, it was fun tonight, even though, you know, we ran this sucker off the rails. And to the man behind the curtain, Mr. Mechanics, thanks for, you know, running this thing, this dog and pony show it was. And our shatters that, you know, kept the chat box hopping. I almost did something else there. That was almost bad.
That was humping. I know what it was.
Jesus, I can't talk. I'm so sorry. Anyway, you'll find me at GamerGirl27 on Twitter. Also, GamerGirl27 on the Xbox. And I guess you want to shoot me an email. It's kim@ocpod.com. Well, you know, I don't know why you'd want to send me an email, but who the hell knows?
What are you talking about? Why wouldn't someone want to send you an email? I'll send you an email.
Thing. I've never gotten an email over there except to test one from Robin and to test one from myself.
I just start randomly blind CCing Kim on emails from work. It doesn't even matter what it's about. I need to quote on 7 lengths of 2-inch copper pipe. Burp, 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 CC Kim. For no reason whatsoever. Once people start going, who is this Kim? Is she a purchaser or something?
What the hell is going on? You know. But anyway, that's enough for me. How about you there, Fraser?
I will just give a quick shout out to everybody who – I always like to give shout outs to people and the recognition people who put podcasts together. For my traveling this week, I got into my American hotel room and I do not watch any TV. I just listen to podcasts all the way through. Any bit of spare time on the flight over, you know, I just chew the flights up just listening to podcasts. The Player One podcast, which isn't really one from our community, but I do enjoy it. The Same Coin had me in stitches on my flight back, that's for sure. It's good to hear the four of those guys together now, 40, came back, and they have some great banter between them. They're all really, really going great guns, so that was great. Boss Wave. Always love listening to the Boss Wave. Boss Wave should know that I was listening to the Boss Wave as I was staring down and flying over the Grand Canyon. So if you like to get an idea of maybe where your voices are being heard, I was listening to you as I was flying in over the Grand Canyon. That was pretty cool. So that was pretty neat. And good old Veteran Gamers, as usual, kept me company as well on my trip. So thank you to everyone who puts podcasts together. Greg, Mark, Rich, Robin, everyone who couldn't be here tonight and who has things that's keeping them busy, thank you very much. Oh, Mark was here tonight. Yeah, of course. Thanks very much, Mark. Really appreciate everything you do. Not forgetting, he's just behind the curtain, isn't he? Just peeking out. It's a bit weird.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
It's like he's in the bedroom under a pile of clothes just looking at you or something. It's a bit odd. Okay, yep, that's great. And thank you to you too for turning up and having such a giggle with me. It was good fun tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was all right. We managed to pull it off. We did. Okay. Right. We did nearly an hour and a half. Way more than I thought we would. I don't even think we really talked about anything.
We talked about maple syrup.
And shovels.
And we talked about shovels.
Yeah. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So, and thanks to everyone in the Twitch chat for joining us. I don't know. I have my Twitch is really not working very well right now, so I didn't really see the name. I know Gary. Who? Do anybody have a quick list? Maybe we'll just fire that out before we
had Martin was in there. RCGC, which is Sarah, was in there. Gary Defoe was in there. I know there was more, that was like the ones right off the top of my head. So, and Mark, because that's how we were communicating.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks very much if you're listening at home. We love you long time. Okay. Time to go. Better go. All right. Say goodbye. Yep.
Bye, guys.
Toodles.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Waiting on call. She's not showing us online. I can't add her. Hey, can anyone add Nicole?
No. There she is.
Where?
Didn't she just say hello, or am I hearing things?
No, that was Fraser. I am not Nicole.
I know it sounds like a girl, but...
Whoops! Sorry.
Well, I never.
Yeah, let me refresh.
Pull my pants up.
Hey,
hello,
my t-shirt.
Nicole. Look at you with your Assassin's Creed t-shirt.
I know.
You nerd.
Nice. I am a nerd. Why do you think I'm on here? Right? Hello, McFly. Jeez.
Like I said, I had a shitty day.
Oh, my camera.
Stigmata. That didn't go down right well, did it?
It's a sign. There's... We're not waiting on me, are we?
Pretty much, yeah.
Probably.
Are we having an intro? Should I just go?
I don't know. Thought the sound guy was handling that. I guess not.
Did you not hear that?
No.
No.
Nope.
Bollocks, sorry. Well, I played the intro. So off you go.
Well, it's not on anymore, so that's a plus.
Okay.
I guess we're clear. I don't hear Mark, though.
Yes, she's clear.
Oh, hey! There he is.
There he is.
Mark, seriously, as much as shit as we gave you, we really do appreciate you back here.
I'm just sorry I couldn't actually be on, but like you guys, I've just had so much on this week.
What is this? What is this?
Right?
What is this?
What
is this? No fucking way! Oh my god!
What's that? It's a 4-4. Lancer. It's got a Lancer. Oh, he said he was going to get one for his wall. Oh, Nick.
Oh, my God. I'm going to visit and steal it.
What are we
missing? Oh,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That is fucking sexy. Oh, my God. He's not. The gun is. Just let me clarify.
Well, yeah, just so we're clear.
Oh, yeah,
it is tanked up after all.
Look at the size of that thing.
Yeah, it's
gigantic. I love it.
One
shut
to
up,
one
Mark.
Scale replica. Really? Was that on his radar? Did you know he was buying that?
I think he mentioned it to me a while ago, but I completely forgot.
Look, his address is on there. We can get him now.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.